Coming up on the Interlochen Collection, we'll look at the career of Brad Warnar, from his time as an Academy student in the 1960s to his current work as a composer, hornist, and film music orchestrator. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Brad Warnar has been listening to Interlochen Public Radio since his days as an Academy student here in the 1960s.
I used to walk past what is now Thor Johnson and stop in on the in the lobby that always had the radio playing. And I had a game with Mrs. Jewell, who was the house mother then. I would walk in and she'd say, "Okay, Brad, what are we listening to?" And I didn't really know the repertoire at that point. But it really taught me to listen carefully, and so that I didn't want her to call me out.
In addition to answering Mrs. Jewell's quizzes about what music was playing on IPR, Warnar was also practicing the horn. In 1967, he won the concerto competition, playing Mozart's fourth horn concerto. Here's that recording from the spring of 1967, featuring a 17-year-old Brad Warnar. Thor Johnson conducts the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thor Johnson conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in the spring of 1967 and featuring Brad Warnar in Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4. Brad Warnar told us that more than half a century later, he can't quite play as well as he did back then.
Just for fun, I got out the horn and played through that movement. And that 17-year-old kid plays way better than I do.
When Brad Warnar moved to Los Angeles, he knew that he wanted to maintain a dual career playing the horn professionally, as well as writing and scoring music for movies. One project he worked on was orchestrating the 1993 film The Three Musketeers. It was the first major project he'd worked on with the composer Michael Kamen. Warnar said he faced some pretty interesting challenges orchestrating one scene in the film.
So what they showed me was this chase scene where it's the cardinal is in his royal coach and he's being chased by the three musketeers and there's guns firing and horses tripping all over the place. And And they're showing me the scene, and after about 3 minutes of it, which is an eternity in film music, I went, is this ever going to end? So then he showed me what he wanted the music to be, and it was this harpsichord piece. And it was all laid out. It was, you know, it was like it goes from here to there. It changes to this music at this point and everything. But I was pretty much turned loose to orchestrate it. It wasn't like, well, this is violins and then trombones come in here and whatever. It was just like, make it big. And Michael had a word he used. He said, make it strunking. So I don't know what that means, but I did my best to make it strunking.
Brad was pretty pleased with the final result. He told us about a particular moment that he really liked.
The music is kind of romping along. It goes dum 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 ding dum 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 dum, and right at that spot dum 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 dum, right there, there's a gunshot there's a big puff of smoke that you see on the screen, and I just put a big whopping bass drum and cymbal crash right there. So there's dum 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 dum, and when Michael saw it, he laughed right out loud. He said, that's great.
Okay.
So that was kind of a fun moment in that cue.
Here is that passage from the original motion picture soundtrack of The Three Musketeers, with music by Michael Kamen and orchestration by Brad Warnar.
Thank you.
Music that Michael Kamen composed for The Three Musketeers that was orchestrated by Brad Warnar. I'm Amanda Swole, and today on the Interlochen Collection, we're taking a look at Brad Warnar's career. By this point, he's played on over 1,000 films, from The Lion King to almost all of the movies in the Fast and the Furious franchise. Here he is in the horn section of the original motion picture soundtrack to Dances with Wolves. Music composed by John Barry.
Thank you.
Academy Award-winning music from the original motion picture soundtrack of Dances with Wolves. In the horn section, we heard Interlochen Arts Academy alumnus Brad Warnar. During his career, Warnar has played in a variety of projects in and around Los Angeles. He often gets called in if a piece needs a few extra horns. For example, he explained that the music that Bernard Herrmann wrote for Alfred Hitchcock's Torn Curtain was pretty demanding.
It was scored for 12 flutes, 9 trombones, 2 tubas, 16 French horns, and a small string section.
When the Los Angeles Philharmonic and Esa-Pekka Salonen decided to record it, they needed to call in some reinforcements.
They have 6 horns, so they needed 10 more. And I was fortunate to have been one of them, so I got to play on this. And there's some rip-snorting horn playing in there. So it's,
Here is Brad Warnar, along with 15 other hornists, in that music from Torn Curtain. Music from Bernard Herrmann's score to Torn Curtain, featuring the Los Angeles Philharmonic and conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. So far in today's program, we've heard from Brad Warnar as a performer and as an orchestrator. Now we're going to hear music that he composed. Brad Warnar explained that he'd been intending to write a horn concerto for decades, but didn't actually sit down and do it until he got a very interesting sign.
A few years ago, I was reading a biography of Philip Farkas, who was the first horn in the Chicago Symphony under Fritz Reiner and one of the great pedagogues of the French horn. And he wrote a book that I learned to play the horn from, honestly. So in reading the book, I realized that he was born in 1914. And lo and behold, it was 2014. And I thought, this is his centennial year, so that's my message, that's my sign, that's my burning bush. It's time for me to write that horn concerto.
The world premiere of Brad Warnar's horn concerto was released on the Naxos label in 2018. Leslie Norton was the hornist, and she performed with the Nashville Symphony under conductor Giancarlo Guerrero. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
World premiere recording of the Horn Concerto by Brad Warnar, released in 2018 on the Naxos label. Hornist Leslie Norton was featured, with Giancarlo Guerrero conducting the Nashville Symphony. For Brad Warnar, the Interlaken legacy runs deep. His daughter Clara also attended Interlaken Arts Academy in the 2000s, but that's not the only Interlaken connection Brad and his daughter share.
So I played in my junior year, and my daughter, 41 years later, in her junior year, played a marimba concerto, and she also was selected as one of the soloists to play with the orchestra. And in each of our cases, our piano accompanist was the great Byron Hansen.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Interlaken to many generations of campers and academy students.
Here's the finale of Clara Warnar's performance with the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in February of 2008. Matthew Hazelwood is conducting this performance of the Prism Rhapsody by Keiko Abe. Section of the Prism Rhapsody by Keiko Abe, performed in February of 2008 by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra with Matthew Hazelwood conducting. The marimba soloist was Clara Warnar, following in the footsteps of her father Brad Warnar, who had won Interlaken's concerto competition 41 years earlier. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection. Music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. For more information about this episode and streaming options for all of our episodes, visit classicalipr.org or the Interlaken Public Radio app. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.